Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You can tell this, but we don't show prep. So, I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show
prep. I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already. It's Mercy, ha ha. It's a six-ring cane show. Can't forget the name, though. Got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code. Ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them. We're reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium. Ball 14 for the orange and green. We see the six-ring champs. It's more than a dream. This is life on the field. Beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still. Put a damage to your squad. The six-ring cane show. The six-ring cane show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Blue. Talk to me, man. You got to see the scrimmage this weekend, or practice, whatever you want to call it. You know, a lot of us know that's where they really start to bang, and you start to see some separation. You start to see the talent kind of separate from everything else. I have a question for you, because you mentioned, before we even get to the biggest topic of the night, do you feel like, you know, we've mentioned there isn't a wide receiver one on this team. There isn't a guy. Do you feel like that's a little bit of a slap in the face or a little bit of disrespect towards Xavier Restrepo, considering, right, that the country has him like as a top five, top 10 right. wide receiver in the country? Like, he's that dude though, right? So
He's the dude, but he's not Rambo. He doesn't take the top off of the defense. He's not going to go 80 yards on a ball. He's not going to, you know, did what Johnny Wilson did for FSU. But he's a 90 catch, 80 catch type of kid, though. I mean, he he's a slot, and that's what he is. I mean, there's very few teams, you know, as like you look at Ohio State, it's their wide receivers. It's their it's not their slot kids. Their slot kids make the engine go, but they don't. They're not considered as the number one receiver. I mean, first of all, Restrepo's not going to get the number one corner in the country to cover him. You know, he's mostly going to get a safety linebacker to jam him and then a safety over the middle. And that's where he is. Or even if he goes out, they're going to take the out and run him in and draw the corner away. So he's never going to get a corner coverage. So, right. But all your great wide receivers do get covered. You know, corner cover. So I don't know. It's just me. Maybe I just don't think Jacoby George is that dude. I just, you know, I mean, he's not a guy that's going to fly into the, in the huddle and get into, you know, the quarterback's face and say, hey, dude, I'm open every play. He's not going to do that. So right. He needs somebody like that. And Rambo did that all the time. You know, just throw it to me. I'll get it. And you need that type of guy. That's going to make the world go round.
Well, if you look at some of the guys, right, that have been those guys recently, in recent years, not only on our team, but just like the top receivers in the country, the Marvin Harrisons of the world. You know, you look at some of the guys that have been at Clemson. You look at some of the Alabama guys, right, the Judys and guys like that.
Yeah,
they're, I mean, it's a type of look of a receiver. You either got it or you don't. You need a guy with look. Jeremiah Smith is the next big thing over.
He's the next first round draft pick early on.
Absolutely, absolutely.
He's wowing the entire team over there. So even kids like Tate and what's his name from here? They marvel because he's abusing potential Big Ten All American corners.
Yeah,
so
and that's what you need, right? And so I think when it comes to wide receiver one, I think JoJo Trader has that potential.
Oh yeah,
but again, he's a freshman, right? But he's already kicking ass in practice now. He's dominating a lot of the reps, a lot of wide receivers. He's beating a lot of guys one-on-one. But again, you know, if you want to get that guy, it's going to be tough to get that wide receiver one, you know, a la Marvin Harrison type of guy in the portal right now at this point. But you still might get a guy that's going to command that. That's going to command, you know, their best corner to cover him every game. And that's right. What you want. I mean, look, the truth is Kobe Young could have been that guy. His inconsistencies are what, you know, and his lack of you know, he would take plays off. Let's just be honest. Let's call it what it was, right?
But you remember the year that they got Rambo. Yeah. He wouldn't have left Oklahoma if they didn't have 10-9 stars, you know. I mean, they had all those big-time kids that came in, and he was regarded as one of the best receivers, so he figured if I go to Miami. So that could happen. There's a lot of good programs right now where there's a couple of guys maybe say, hey, listen, I should be getting a lot more reps, and you may end up with them.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's going to be interesting to see. Speaking of that, talk to me a little bit about what you saw in this weekend's practice, this weekend's scrimmage, that really kind of stood out to you more than anything else.
Well, I thought the offensive line play was pretty decent. You look at some of the kids they've got on there, and obviously, because I don't think that's a major concern, because, as you know, when you figure out a couple of guys and get some depth, I thought Wesley Bissaint, he's gained 20 pounds. He looks like a man. He's up to 226 now, around that, 230. He's a man now. So, and that helps. I mean, you need, you know, because that's what, but unfortunately, that's what a lot of these kids come in as now, 225, but he's at that level, but he's really athletic. He's smart. So I thought Zaquan Patterson, but we've been singing his praises since, you know, day one. He's going to be another dude. You know, he's not. See, when you got a freshman and they get in there, and they look like they're seniors. you know, because they're the way they carry themselves. And, you know, they if they make a play, it's not like they're, you know, getting crazy. They expected to make that play.
Right.
Well, the number one guy on that team who is expecting to make a play, is his name is Elijah Lofton. And I will tell you this, I never have been turned on by a kid so much, because you look at what he is, he's 17. And then you look at what he brings to the table. Everybody's been talking about him. Brevin Jordan said, hey, listen, this kid is just, this kid's at a whole different level. And the day that they Miami signed him, everybody said that has watched him, they stole him. They stole this kid and brought him all the way across country. And I'm telling you, he impressed me to the point where he's if that was a scrimmage, he was the MVP. He ran that ball like he's
running. Running back, right? He played a lot of running back. As we've spoken about on this show, if any of you have watched it, this kid is a Swiss Army knife. He can do it all.
Yeah.
If he's your starting running back, he might be one of the best running backs in the conference. That's how good he is already.
And then if he's your starting H-back, he's probably one of the best starting H-backs. And I watched him as they were warming up. He threw the ball 58 yards on a rope. So, you know, I mean, it's just – like I said, he's DJ Dallas on steroids. And, you know, because DJ was the same way. DJ can come in and play 11,000 different positions. And this is the type of guy, you watch him, and they all gravitate towards him. You know, it's weird to see guys who've been there for 4 years, you know, come over there and, like, you know, just, you know, and they will shake their head. I mean, this guy shouldn't be able to break a tackle, cut outside, and outrun everybody. That doesn't happen. You know, I mean, we're talking, you know, you and I watched last year in that spring or whatever, that scrimmage that they had in Hard Rock. And we saw, what's his name, EJ running the ball, and he did a lot of those things. But imagine him being 6.5, 6'1", and weighing 230 and doing it.
Yeah.
This kid, and you look at him, and I think that, you know, they every day they probably finish practice and the offensive people go upstairs and they go, oh, my God, you know, we got fortunate here, because they did. And there's just, you know, I was talking to some of the coaches and there's just no way that he won't be in the mix from day one. I mean, he may make significant plays in the Florida game that'll put him on the national map right away. And there's no way you'll ever get him out of there.
Yeah.
He's just that type. And there's guys that are like that. You know, I mean, the game is not too big for him. That's the whole thing. You know, like Jeremiah and those type of guys. I'm not comparing him to Jeremiah. But for what he does and what he's going to do, I'm telling you, he's just – I mean, and I stood 5 feet from the guy for the whole day. And his emotions are never – they never change. You know, he doesn't get high. He doesn't get low. He's not like a typical freshman, you know, who, you know, slapping himself for missing this or missing that. And
he's making one-handed catches out there and he's beating guys off the line.
It's amazing. It's he's not afraid to lay you out either. You know, I mean, there was a couple of plays where safety was coming up and he just, you know, welcome to Miami type down.
Ooh. I love it.
Yeah, Yeah, he caught my eye all day. And I watched him all day because and he never came out. Yeah. He played. They went for about an hour and a half inside, maybe 2 hours, and then he went for an hour out. He was just as fresh from inside as he was outside. And, yeah, and you had big-time guys like there. You had the kid Hilton from Mandarin, and you had Romello Height, and, you know, you had all these guys that are out there because – it played into a perfect thing that Rivals only camped this year in Florida was here. So, and that was yesterday on Sunday. So a lot of these kids came early, Buchanan, you know, who got along really well with the coaching staff, and Clayton, the quarterback out of Seminole, he was standing with Dawson and, you know, I mean, it was great to see high-level kids who are watching, you know, these guys that, hey, I played against that dude last year. Right. And look, he's playing. So that gives you another opportunity. And, yeah, they had a really good visit from a lot of these kids. And it was a perfect time.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Perfect time, you know, to have that group down there like that. And yeah, I was, but I'm not going to skirt that Miami needs a lot of work. I mean, they do. They're just not a deep team. And that's hopefully will be remedied. And but believe me, I feel a whole lot better than I did last year at this time.
Well, that's, I mean, there's someone in the chat here that's talking a lot about Cole McConathy.
Yeah, another kid.
How did he look?
Very good. Lost, you know, I mean, lost a couple of battles there, but he is a guy that, and you know, just talking to some of the coaches, and they said if he makes a mistake, he won't make it again. And that's what you need. And he's going to make mistakes. He's 18 years old, and he's, yeah, you know, but he looks every bit of Colin McCarthy. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. And wow. Dan Morgan in that number 44 jersey, I'll tell you. And he's a big kid, and he's – you could tell just the way the coaches talk about these kids. Yeah, he did – he's another guy that's going to get some playing time, especially because of the lack of depth on it. You know, not going to be starter, obviously, but he's going to be in there. Nice-looking kid, too.
Good, 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 good. I've got someone that I want to know about. It's Trevante Citizen, the running back position, obviously. With
he ran.
Fletcher out. He's probably the guy, you know, right, that everybody wants to see.
A little tentative at times, you know, to hit the hole. Right. But you could see that he's, you know, if he continues to work and he's going to – because remember, they lost Parrish. He's not around anymore. So, I mean, there's this, you know, and Fletcher's out. Who knows how long he's going to be out? You know, I talked to some people and said that the injury was a lot more serious than, you know, that they, than a lower extremity injury, like they always try to pass off.
Right.
So if that's the case, yeah, there's going to be a lot of guys that they're going to have to get in there and, you know, and yeah, don't be surprised if you see.
Yeah. I mean, if he's out for.
Yeah. Oh, he's out for until summer. Definitely. But
and that we know, but like if it's longer than that, then.
Because they didn't lead on Vish, you know, they haven't. When he got hurt, they acted like it was really, you know, okay, he'll be back, but
right.
I mean, they always do. I mean, that I don't understand the purpose of it, but I mean, you can't believe. Just to be honest, you can't believe anything with hand injuries. I mean, it's time and again been proven they'll say something, and then, I mean, Mesidor was about to suit up last year and then was out for the year like a day later after that press conference. I mean, it's Citizen. They kept dressing him, never hit, saw the field. Like you don't.
Playing games, but
yeah.
You know, either I mean, tell us what it is, or you know what, don't.
Yeah, I don't understand what the big deal about it is.
I don't either. I mean, you know, if he's hurt, he's hurt. And, but that's why I think there's going to be a need for a marquee back, and there'll be a couple I think that are going to come out. You know, for the reasons that I mentioned, the reason why you know that. The kid from Nebraska left and came here because of the fact that, you know, he was odd man out.
Yep.
Doesn't mean he's not good, but he's just, and that's going to happen. I think you're going to see that a lot. And especially it's a lot more, the transfer portal now is a lot more transparent. So, you know, who's in there and, you know, and they know who, you know, like if they look at a Miami or an Ohio State or whatever, and they'll say, oh, wait a minute, they need a running back, so I'm going to get significant carries, significantly more than where I'm at now.
Well, but, not only that, but I mean, look, the guys that are obviously, you know, Trevante Citizen, Chris Johnson, Hellcat, you've got AJ Allen, you know, you've got some of those guys, Jordan Lyle, who's not even here yet, you know, who's every bit looking like a starting, you know, back himself, right? He's a big kid already. So you've got some talent there, but you don't, like you said, Blue, it's Mark Fletcher is your big time back there. I know everybody talks about Citizen being that guy, but he hasn't played yet. And then you're talking about, you know, putting all your chips in on Elijah Lofton. As good as he looked, he's still a freshman also, right? So you need a little bit more than just him. If he's going to play running back, if Fletcher's going to be out a significant amount of time. So you're definitely going to have to go out and see if he can get some more depth. Running back is that kind of position. Vish always spoke about it. We all spoke about it a couple years ago when we thought we were loaded at running back and then everybody got hurt. And then, and then we had, what's his face from Alabama, Birmingham?
Luscious.
Luscious Stanley getting a million carries in the game. So it's not a knock on him. It's just, you know,
if you're at a major program and you're down tier walk-ons, regardless of how good the walk-ons are, then that's a problem. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. So I hope that Lofton continues to ball out. I can't wait to see him this weekend. The wide receivers is something that I'm going to pay close attention to because Blue, you mentioned it, man. You know, it's Jacoby George and Zay Horton, Ray, the Washington brother, Nye Carr. You know, you got those guys, JoJo Trader. You're going to want to see those guys play. But who's going to kind of step up? Who's going to separate themselves as the number one? And we don't know yet, right? It's X is your by default wide receiver one. But you need guys on the outside that are going to take the top off for cornerbacks and beat them off the line, and you know, and who's going to be those guys? We'll see. It's all about consistency. So I'm interested to see.
But is it not supposed to be Jacoby George?
It's supposed to be, right? Yeah, it's supposed to be. I just don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man.
If his head's on right.
Yeah, that's the thing. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. the Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.